Thank you, Charlie. Hello, good morning and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and Ramadan Kareem. This is Ahmed Hazem from EFG Hermes Research, and we'd like to welcome you all today to the Nakhlat 1Q 2021 results conference call. We have with us on the line Mr. Hani Abu Akhir, CFO of Nakhlat, and Mr. Potios Zeritis, Head of Investor Relations. I'd like to start off by congratulating Nakhlat on the results and then hand over the call to Potios. Potios, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Nakhlat's first quarter 2021 conference call. For your convenience, the transcript of this call and presentation will be available on the company's investor relations section of our website. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded. Many of our remarks contain forward-looking statements, and for factors that cause actual results to differ materially from these forward-looking statements, please refer to the slide 2 of the investor relations presentation. In addition, some of our remarks contain non-IFRS financial measures. A reconciliation of this is included in the note of this presentation. Nakhlat CFO Hani Abu Akhir will begin today's call with a discussion of company's highlights and followed by a brief discussion of group earnings results. After, I will give you an overview of LNG shipping market. Finally, Nakhlat CFO Hani Abu Akhir will walk you through the company's business outlook. We will then be happy to address your question. Now I would like to hand it over to Mr. Hani Abu Akhir, our CFO of Nakhlat. Hani, please go ahead.
Thank you, Fatias. Ramadan Kareem to everyone, and welcome to our first quarter 2021 earnings results presentation. Together with our Head of Investor Relations, Mr. Fotios Zeritis, we will guide you through today's presentation. I hope that all of you and your family are safe and follow the precautious measures against the COVID-19. Before we start into our results and discussing our performance, we will take a moment again to say thank you to all our seafarers and shore-based staff for their extraordinary dedication to maintain business continuity and resilience during the challenging moments, bringing cleaner energy to the world without disruptions or delays. In spite of ongoing COVID-19 restrictions worldwide, Nakhlat successfully managed to receive the delivery of its second new-build LNG carrier during the month of January 21st, 2021, on time and on budget. This is a substantial testament to Nakhlat's technical and expertise, as well as to our seafarers' commitment to excellence. Now, please let's turn to slides 8 and 9 of the presentation to discuss the financial performance. And despite of the COVID-19 pandemic challenges and market volatility, we are pleased to announce that Nakhlat reported a profit of 320 million riyal, or 6 dirham per share, for the first quarter of 2021, and 14.5% increase compared to the same period in 2022, which was effectively supported by streamlining of our business expenses and creating additional savings to ensure the continuation of sustainable return to our shareholders. Specifically, Nakhlat and operating expense decreased by 28.1% and 4.1%, respectively, compared to the same period in 2022, due to Nakhlat, again, management emphasis on cost rationalization and economic of scale. Nakhlat EBITDA reached 803 million in Q1 2021. This continues to be aligned with Nakhlat's goal to maximize sustainable bottom line growth and create value for our shareholders and stakeholders. And we efficiently deliver our services to maintain healthy cash flow to our shareholders. Last but not least, Nakhlat current ratio is at 1.3 and return of equity has stood at 12.77% due to the full utilization of our growing fleet and our efforts to cost saving and streamlining our cost structure. Now, let me hand it back to Fotios to take us through an overview of the LNG shipping market. So, Fotios, can you please take us from here?
Thank you, Hani. Hello, everyone. Ramadan Karim. I will give you a brief update of the LNG shipping market. We are glad to see that COVID-19 vaccines are being rolling out worldwide, and as a result of this, it might have a positive impact on the world economy and the demand for LNG shipping. According to Clarksons, the seaborne LNG trade growth is projected to pick up to 5.6% in 2021 from the estimated 1.6% growth in 2020. Some support is expected to be provided from an uptick in the global gas demand as COVID-19 restrictions are eased back, as well as the LNG export project startups. Ton-mile trade is forecasted to grow by 9.1% on the back of expected firm U.S. export and Chinese import growth, according to Clarksons. Now, please turn to the slide 13 to slide 14 in our presentation. According to SSY, the current spot charter rates for motor two-stroke tonnage is around $52,000 per day, $42,000 per day for DFDs and TFDs, and $30,000 per day for steams. The term contracts which dominate the LNG shipping market chartering have not been impacted substantially like the spot market. SSY assessed the one-year LNG shipping charter rate at approximately $72,000 per day for mega DFDs, $60,000 for DFD, and $33,000 for the steam, which is a helpful benchmark when the owners discuss term charter opportunities. Now, please turn to the slide 14 of our presentation. In 2020, the LNG new build price, supplies, have been stabilized at average price of $187 million per new build. Furthermore, you can see that the global energy fleet has 556 vessels in operation and another 129 conventional LNG ships on the order book until 2025, as per Clarksons. This implies an increase of 24% of the LNG fleet in terms of number of conventional LNG vessels as of March 2021. The long-term fundamentals for global LNG shipping are healthy, which would be beneficial for Nakilat due to the fact that our core competency is around the transportation of LNG. Now, I would like to hand it back to Mr. Hani Abouaker to give you an insight into Nakilat's business outlook. Hani, please go ahead.
Thank you, Fotios, for the brief overview of the LNG shipping market during the first quarter of 21. Well, Nakilat ships are a critical component of the global LNG value chain that act as a flexible floating pipeline, which offers loading and destination flexibility. Nakilat's unique portfolio of long-term fixed contracts will continue to allow us to generate consistent cash flow, further reduce our leverage, and return capital to our shareholders. The unique tailwinds in the global LNG industry provide a strong outlook for our shipping business in 2021 and beyond. And we believe the steps that we are taking today to further strengthen our financial foundation will position us very well in the future. All of these makes Nakilat to continue present a compelling investment vehicle for the global investors. Now, moving on to slide 16, I will shortly discuss about Nakilat business outlook before we open the floor for the questions and answers. In 2021, we expect to see another successful year for Nakilat due to the management focus to expand its core LNG shipping business and to persist to streamline to operating in its operating expenses. In the second half of 2021, we expect to receive the third new build jointly owned LNG carrier under Nakilat commercial and technical management. In addition, we are closely working with our shipyard team to mitigate any adverse exposure to this segment. And in addition, we are continuously screening the global LNG shipping market to identify attractive business opportunity which will add value to our company and shareholders. Before we open the floor for questions, let me say that we will not take any questions during the call with respect to QP's LNG shipping tender announcement. Nakilat cannot comment on commercial and technical details related to this tender, which is a project that is owned by QP and Qatargas. For additional details on QP announcement, I refer you to QP press release, which is available on the website. With that, I will ask the operator to open the floor for questions, and hopefully we will try to answer them as much as we can.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. If you change your mind, it's star followed by two. If you have joined online, please press the flag icon on your web browser. Our first question comes from Santosh Gupta of Brewery. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Hi, Hani and Fotios. Hope you are doing well. I have two questions. The first question is specific to the result. So I wanted to understand what is driving the decline in operating cost for the last two quarters. I think this quarter we have seen operating cost declining by 4.1% YOY. And my second question is, recently we have come across plans of GasLog, which is one of the big player in LNG shipping, to go private following acquisition by BlackRock infrastructure entity. Also, we have seen Hoid LNG planning to delist from Norway Stock Exchange. And again, it's the same story with Morgan Stanley-related entities buying the outstanding shares. So is Nakilat looking at potential acquisition opportunities in the market? So these are the two questions. Grateful if you can answer, please.
If the first question is about property and equipment, isn't it, Santosh? Is it you're asking why it's being decreased?
Operating costs, yeah, operating costs, basically.
Yeah.
Which has declined.
Yeah, as you understand, and we've talked about this one before so many times, is basically as we are taking over more and more vessels to operate in-house, we're gaining the economies of scale, and it allows us to really better utilize our resources over time. So you have to remember, as we always said, we've been building the capabilities of the company to be operators since maybe 2007 and 8. And as we take more and more vessels in-house and we have a bigger fleet, it allows us to enjoy the economies of scale and allows us to utilize our resources better. That's one. And as you understand that we as a company with the size that we are growing and with the expertise that is being developed over the years, we can try to really also secure a more cost effective in the way we manage our third party with different vendors to ensure that we really continuously bringing our costs in line and achieve a better saving in the way we deliver our, in delivering our duties to operate these vessels. So we should really always view such savings to continuously happen as we becoming bigger and bigger, and as we always strive to continuously manage our operating costs, working with our vendors and suppliers to ensure that we're becoming more cost resilient in that regard. In regard to what's happening and what we have seen in the market with different entities that, there's some sort of consolidation that is happening. As you understand, we in Nakilat have been always looking out there for opportunities that as they become available to us. We even looked at and acquired the INSW share, before. However, we are kind of always opening into opportunities to explore. However, it always depends on the economies, the economics, and if it makes sense and if it is provided us with the right return for the level of risk. And that's something that
we're always exploring, but we just wait if there's any opportunities available to us. And this is, could happen whether acquiring a new asset, whether finding opportunities. That's something we will continue to do what we've been doing over the last many years. And I hope I answered your question.
Sure. Thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. If you have joined online, please press the flag icon on your web browser. From Onkar Jamhil of Decimble, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the presentation and opportunity. I have one question related to the JV performance during the quarter and the outlook for the 2021, especially for the LNG and GPR.
Maybe if I can, you know, understand the question. You're talking about the outlook of the LNG market. I think that's something maybe we just can address. But if it's about the shipyard,
LNG and shipyard performance of LNG and shipyard business during the quarter and the outlook for 2021.
Sure. Okay. In regards to the LNG and the performance, we're expecting it to be, as we have just said, we expect 2021 to be another good year for us. As you understand, our business is very resilient. We're going to enjoy the continuously better performance when we're having saving in our operating costs. We should also expect, as we deleverage, our interest expense to also decrease, and we should really hopefully see a better performance also in our LNG JVs, which is will contribute for us, and usually that's what we see in the second and third and fourth quarters of the year. In regards to the shipyards, it looks like the outlook is going to be better, hopefully, for this year. We believe that our team in the shipyards, they're working very hard to mitigate any potential impact. We are seeing a better outlook or better results is coming out of the shipyard entities after the COVID-19 for the last three or four quarters. So far, all the indications is moving to the right direction. Assuming, you know, things is not being, you know, things are fluid. Assuming things doesn't get worse, we should really expect a better results as we move forward later on in the following three quarters.
Okay, and regarding the LPG, how the rates are moving in the quarter and the output?
Yeah, the LPG rates also, they have really shown good results for the first quarter. I will leave it up to Futias to give us an update about the rates in the market and what's the outlook for, hopefully, for the remaining of the year. So, Futias, can you please give us an outlook, an update about the outlook for the LPG business going forward, or the LPG rates at least?
Yes. Okay. According to Clarksons, at the moment, the average very large gas carriers rates are at approximately of 46,500 was this number in 2020. At the moment that we are speaking about, the spot market is approximately $33,000. Have it in your mind, however, there is a kind of seasonality in LPG always. It's not like so much, it's more volatile than LNG. And for 2020, the global seaborne LPG volumes fell approximately 2% year-on-year of 106.8 million tons. The current fleet order book remains at reasonable levels, so we should see a kind of support rates for the market in medium to long-term view of in terms of LPG, always. I hope I answer your question.
Okay, thank you. That was very good.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now.
So if I can take the time to ask a question, please, Hani and Fotios. So my question here is on the debt side. When should we expect a sizable repayment in debt to the point that you can effectively restructure and benefit from the lower interest rates? I understand that there is a hedge on the interest, so interest is effectively fixed. But is there a mismatch in maturity in the hedge, or will you basically benefit from any possible restructuring down the line?
Thanks, Ahmad. I think we have answered this question repeatedly. On the items that is being hedged until the end of the 25 contracts, which is in 12 years, there's not much we can do about it. However, we have in some of our joint ventures and some of even of the vessels that we took over with INSW, they will go through a refinancing phase in 2022 and 2023. And that's where we're going to have an opportunity to really refinance at a lower rate because these were hedged almost 100%, close to 100%. So that should be potentially some savings there that we can achieve in 2022 and 2023. In relation to everything else, as they come for the maturity and if they come maturing the same as the NISW vessels, then yes, we can really leverage that and trying to achieve a lower hedging a lower financing cost. Other than that, we should always benefit as we move forward with as we deleverage, and then our interest costs will be lowered. I hope I did answer your question.
Yes, very clear. Thank you very much.
As a reminder, it is star followed by one if you would like to ask a question. We have a question from Devay Aurora of Daman Investment. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for the call. Just a question on. I think somebody was touching upon the hedging component of the loan of the debt. So, just to if you can clarify what portion of your debt is hedged.
On a group level, you can say 75% is being hedged.
Okay. All right. And in terms of the expansion plans, so it's mentioned in your presentation there are two more vessels coming this year in 2021. Beyond that, we don't have any further visibility, right?
Beyond that, we don't have any visibility and we haven't announced anything.
Okay. Anything you want to comment regarding the Qatar North Field project in terms of they have signed some contractors to build the fields that might take 3 to 4 years, but any discussions have started with Qatar Gas in terms of the future transportation or the need for the vessels in the future in 2024, 2025?
We just said before we start the question and answer that we are not going to be taking any questions about the QPLNG shipping tender announcement. We don't comment on the commercial and technical details related to this tender, and we leave it up to them to for what they can announce. And if you need any further details, just go to their website and you can see what they are announcing for the time being.
Okay, let's not talk about them itself, but if any client, any major client, you know, who is looking to expand capacity,
absolutely, we are out there. You know, remember these four vessels that they're coming.
My question is not that. My question is that if any client is trying to expand capacity, how much before the capacity coming online they will come and start talking to the vessel operators? Will it be 2 years before they will start to come talk seek the vessel? That is my
absolutely. Futis, maybe you can take that question, please.
Okay, again, this is something that we don't know specifically each operator what it does or what it selects. However, what I can tell you is that usually when you build a vessel and you give an order to a shipyard to build a vessel, it needs approximately 3 years to build a vessel. So you need to do back calculation to understand when the vessel is needed and to estimate approximately 3 years before you need to order it to be ready, let's say, operators, as owners, as whatever, whoever manages the ships, to be able to operate. So 3 years you need the construction for a ship. Of course, this depends on the size of the vessel, of the technology of the vessel, the specification of the vessels, the demand and supply at that time of the shipyard, many parameters. So, but as a rule of thumb, 3 years needs a LNG carrier to be built.
So a client, who is looking to, let's say a company who is looking to increase production of gas in general. So, just trying to understand how much is the oversupply in the market right now. So, they may not even need to go to anyone, and give them an order for the vessels, because there is enough available in the market. They can just pick it up on the market and put it on the long-term charter. So that's how we should look at, or it depends how many vessels they want, and they will rather go 3 years ahead and tell the vessel company, which owns the vessels, that we will need maybe 10, 20 more vessels in next 3 years. So you guys and give them a contract so that those guys get the vessel built in next 3 years and then charge guys.
Charterer's decision always. The charterer will decide how many vessels it needs. The charterer will decide if they want to secure vessels of existing market or to place a new orders. It depends on the charterer around the world. Every charterer around the world has different approach and different strategy. We have seen charterers around the world to seek vessels, existing vessels and new builds. We have seen charterers who have go to ask only new builds with specific specifications. This is kind of answers that only can be answered from the charterer. It is not the ship owner. It is the charterer decides, because the charterer locks the vessel for many years to be employed to the ship owner. So the ship owner just supervises the vessel. But I told you, if you want to do a calculation, 3 years you need approximately construction. But how many vessels, what kind of types? It's just the chartering decision always, not supports.
Okay, all right. Clear about it. In terms of the demand-supply situation in the market, so in 2020 you have mentioned that there are 543 vessels in total, and in 2021, I think 41 more vessels are coming, right? That's what you were mentioning. Can you comment about the utilization rate in the market?
I don't understand your question. If your question is about the QP, what they have announced, we don't comment. We were specific.
No, not QP. Not QP. You have a slide in the presentation, which is,
yes,
you're talking about the LNG shipping supply. So you have said that 543 vessels were there in 220 in total in the LNG market. So we are trying to understand what was the utilization rate in 2020.
You are talking about the order book, page 14. The order book was 556 for 2021, and the order book is 41. This you are talking about?
Utilization rate. Most of these vessels contracted? What percentage of these vessels are contracted and not contracted in the market?
We don't have this slide of utilization, but if you want to ask for the utilization, approximately for your mind, 90% of the ships have contracts above six months, and the remaining 10% is approximately open to the market.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Okay, thank you.
As a final reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now.
I think one of the participant is trying to use pressing star one, and that's not working. And he's asking about what we are doing about ESG in Nakhilat and why we are still not yet being kind of rated on Qatar Stock Exchange. I think there's a great initiative that the company have embarked on in 2021. To really have an ESG framework built into our business model. So, Futius, if you can please answer. By the way, this question is coming from Mr. Akbar Khan from Al Rayan Investment. So, Futius, if you can please shed some light about our ESG initiatives that we have started in 2021.
Yes. Okay. Let me tell you. First of all, you need to understand that Nakhilat's model and the industry that we are operating is ESG story because we deliver cleaner energy around the world. So, as you know, Nakhilat takes very seriously on the element of sustainability and the environment protections all this year. The world demands more governance and transparency, better commitment, and greater responsibility to the society, climate, and environment. For this reason, Nakhilat is always committed to comply with the pollution thresholds imposed by IMO 2020. For people who don't know what IMO is, International Maritime Organization, and the IMO has specific goals for gas emissions and healthier, green environment. Now, Nakhilat is working internally to implement the new ESG report for the company. This will be a very well-structured ESG reporting system, which will be in line with international ESG standards, which will meet the expectation of capital markets and our shareholders. But have it in your mind that generally, that Nakhilat is an ESG story only because also that we deliver cleaner energy around the world, and we have actually very positive impact on the global society. Thank you very much. I think I answered your question.
So, Akbar, what I would like to emphasize is that ESG is a topic that is quite frequently is being discussed at our board, and we are fully committed. And in 2020, we were putting in place a roadmap to implement our ESG reporting, and hopefully in 2021 you will see the reporting, and the results will include Qatar Stock Exchange, MSCI, all kind of different framework. Just please stay tuned, hopefully in the third or fourth quarter of this year, where we start to really publish our ESG reporting, and then hopefully it will meet the different stakeholders' requirements.
We have no further telephone questions at this time, so I will hand back over to your host, Ahmed.
Thank you, Charlotte. So, Mr. Haney and Mr. Fotios, would you like to make some closing remarks?
Well, thank you very much, everyone, for listening to us and continued interest in Nakhilat story. We really appreciate that, and we look forward to see
to speaking to you hopefully one day in the next two quarters in person, hopefully when things goes back to normal. And in the meantime, if you have any questions, please contact Fotios, and I'm sure he will be able to address your queries and questions. And other than that, please stay safe and healthy, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much, guys,
thank you very
for participating again. All your questions was well received, and we'll communicate with our top management. Please be safe and take care of yourself and your family. Thank you so much.